Nationally, African Americans make up 33% of those who have been hospitalized with the coronavirus, while only making up 13% of the population. They're also more likely to have underlying health conditions than the general population, with 19% not being able to afford to see a doctor. In Delaware, there are around 61 cases in the African American community for every 10,000 residents, while that rate for whites is only around 18. Freeman Williams is president of the Newark branch of the NAACP and the first vice president of the state organization. I understand one of the issues has been just simply that there are a number of underlying health issues.
By no means am I an expert in that area, but I have observed, reviewed studies and things that have indicated that because of obesity, diabetes, and other kinds of debilitating diseases, and just across the board, the African-American community has been impacted in a disproportionate manner.
Is also this an economic issue in the sense that a lot of folks who, particularly on the lower end of the economic scale, just don't have enough money to go see a doctor or to get things checked out?
That's part of it, being maybe at a lower socioeconomic area. And also, historically, there are members of the African American community that do not access doctors.
And what about African American small businesses?
As it pertains to the small business opportunities, many African-American businesses are small in nature, and they, when the state was shut down, they were impacted in a real, real, just as I mentioned, a disproportionate manner, and the businesses were also, from a profit standpoint, they have a very, very small margin for profit, and when they've been forced to shut down, it's had an impact on businesses not being able to stay in operation, not being able to have staff on board, or if they're a small entrepreneurship, it's had significant impact on them as an entrepreneur.
Have you seen any help, financial help, for these small businesses from either the state or the feds? How is that going?
Well, I do know that the first level of stimulus money that many of the African-American small businesses were not able to participate in. Some were able to sign up and were put, at the back of the line, so to speak. And others, because of the nature of their business, they're smaller nature. They were not they did not have the capacity and the time and the opportunity to fill out the appropriate paperwork. Because if you're competing with a business that has 50, 60, 70 employees or larger, and you have those employment opportunities have a long-standing existent relationship with banks, and if you're a smaller entity and you do not have that relationship, you're not going to be able to fill out the paperwork or have the opportunity to fill out the paperwork, or you don't have the relationships with banking officials to facilitate your ability to receive access to the stimulus money. So it has had a negative impact on small black businesses.
Freeman Williams is president of the Newark branch of the NAACP and first vice president of the state organization. In our next segment, we talk about the mood of the community during the pandemic. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.